Welcome to the Everyday Home Learning Podcast. I'm Hillary, and today I want to talk to you about taking the bigger view of your child's learning. When we're in a phase with our kids, it can be really difficult to see beyond it. Even when they're toddlers and we want them to live up to the milestones that are being set out for us, when we think our kids should do things at certain ages, like sit up, roll over, to walk, even to talk, to potty train. It starts young and the pressure can build for a lot of moms. And that sort of sets the tone for a mom culture that I want us to shake up a bit. I'm here today to say that when we're in a phase with our kids and it feels like they aren't necessarily hitting targets, milestones, learning outcomes that we're being told they should, I want us to take the pressure off. And what if someone came and said to you, you know, your child will be absolutely perfect at that in a year, whatever the thing is that they're not yet able to do. Wouldn't you breathe easier? Wouldn't it just take all the pressure off? That's what I want us to talk about today. As a teacher, as an educator, as a coach for moms, I hear the stress, I hear the pressure. I know that moms around the world are comparing their children to other children, comparing their own motherhood and the way in which they're parenting to other moms. And the pressure mounts. And when we feel the kind of pressure and when we're comparing ourselves and our kids to others, what that does is it causes us to constantly be removed from the moment. So when our mind is constantly not here, that is a recipe for unhappiness. So if you ever find that you get into a funk or a feeling of just not being satisfied, not being happy, it could derive from this cycle of comparison. And it's something I hear about a lot in my one-on-one coaching. It's something I hear about a lot in my membership from moms who care so much. And you're listening to this podcast because you care so much. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to talk to yourself. Whatever it is that your child's not able to do well at this moment, maybe it's tie their shoes, maybe it's write in a neat handwriting, or maybe they're not even writing their letters totally accurately. Maybe reading is coming along more slowly for this one child than it did for your other child, or in comparison to other kids you know. Maybe your child hates writing and really lacks confidence with writing. Maybe your child just still hasn't learned their multiplication tables and it feels like it will never happen. Whatever the learning target your child isn't yet reaching, it doesn't matter because this will never stop. Your child will always have the next learning hurdle, the next thing to strive for. And that's what life really is. You and I are still hitting our learning targets and striving for something better. As we grow, we strive, and there's always something ahead. And that's a good thing. We want to keep learning. We want to keep developing. We want to keep growing. But we want to do it in a joyful way, and we want to do it in a way that embraces a natural pace. So what if this is your child's natural pace? What if this is how long it's going to take for your child to learn how to read, to learn a certain math skill, to become more independent, to become more organized, to acquire a better memory, to remember their manners? Whatever it is that you find you're either constantly correcting your child on, or wanting to correct your child on, or your inner voice is saying to you, I can't believe we're still doing this. I can't believe he or she, you know, still can't do this. What if we wipe that all away and just simply say, this is where your child is in their learning today. This is their natural learning pace. And your child will learn this skill. Your child will probably master the skill that they find difficult today. But this is where the learning is today. And once we really accept it and we trust that this is our children's learning path, their natural learning path, and that they're on their unique learning path, and there's no one like your child. So comparing our kids to other kids is really useless and it's fruitless, because kids are so different and the way they learn and the pace at which they learn is so different. So let's stop comparing our kids to other kids, and let's stop comparing our parenting to other parents, and let's start embracing where our family is today. There's a lot of things about your family that other families look at and wish they had. And you might not know that, but I'm certain that that is true. And so start noticing the things that others really admire. Start noticing the things your child can do really well today. And tell your child how well they're doing with that learning. Start praising the things that are going well. And when you see that your child is trying in the areas where they struggle, praise that. Because our children love praise. And there are schools of thought that say we shouldn't overpraise our kids because it's sort of like a reward system. I don't buy into that. I think every human being loves to feel appreciated, acknowledged, cherished, and everyone loves feeling like they're doing well. It gives you that greater sense of purpose. And we all need to feel a real sense of purpose, of meaning, of contribution. So after listening to this episode, when you see your child struggle with the thing that they're not yet able to do well, remember that that is where your child is now. And it's not that we're not going to try to teach our kids and give them the support they need, but we're going to do it without a sense of urgency. Let's wipe away that sense of urgency. Let's wipe away the feeling like if this doesn't get solved, then everything's a failure. You're not failing. You care deeply. You love deeply. And your child isn't failing. They're just not ready yet. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, a year from now, your child might actually have the skill mastered, or at least have a lot more confidence. And the best way to ensure that that is true is to take the pressure off and just take a lighter, more joyful attitude, lighthearted attitude. It works wonders with our kids. So whatever it is that they're trying to learn right now and that it's taking a bit of time, embrace that. That is their learning path. That is their timeline. Thank you so much for listening today. If you know of a mom who might benefit from this message, please go ahead and share this free resource with that mom. We're all in this together. And if you are ready for additional support in your child's learning this year, the doors will be closing September 30th on my mom membership called The Learning Home. I'll put a link in the show notes, or you can go to my Instagram. I'm at Home Learning Coach, and the link is in my bio there. This membership is a supportive private Facebook group where I go live every week with a workshop for you to kind of guide your home learning. We talk about homework and homeschool work and all the things that happen in the home, including reading, reducing screen time. And then once a month, I reach out to you and check in and say, how are things going? It's my parent-teacher conference check-in. So join us there in the Learning Home. Find out more by clicking the link in the show notes or in my bio on Instagram. And thank you so much for being here.